Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Won't you date me? Where me, Nicole Byer, is exploring being in a new relationship, or maybe not. Who knows? I don't know. But today, my guest is my fucking boyfriend. He's a hilarious comedian. He's the host of The Last Improv Show, which I do all the time because that's where we found our love. We met this year in the year of 2022. You can catch the next show February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, at Dynasty Typewriter. Please welcome my boyfriend, or maybe he's not. I don't know. Dan Black!
Oh my God. What a pleasure to be here, baby. Or baby? Baby?
Yeah, who knows, Dan?
Are we a baby?
Are we a baby couple?
Are we a baby couple? No. That's something we haven't discussed yet in the relationship. Are we a baby couple?
We haven't discussed a lot of points of our relationship. Like, are we actually in a relationship? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I'm not sure either. I mean, who can say, you know, in this day and age, what constitutes a relationship? You know?
That's what I think. But I will tell you what happened the night I posted that you were my boyfriend. So you posted a carousel of pictures, and one of which was us kissing at the last improv show.
Yes.
And it was a professional photo captured by, what is her name?
Jill Petrasek.
She's a great photographer, and she has taken a lot of cute pictures of me. But you put that in your carousel, so then I... was like, you know what would be really funny if I posted it and said he's my boyfriend. So I posted that, another picture, and then I found other pictures of us together. And then I wrote, I met my boyfriend in 2022. I love him so much, Dan Black. So that's how our relationship began.
Yeah. And it was complete unilateral decision that you made via social media. That I was that I was your boyfriend, and I found out about it on New Year's Eve when my phone was going insane.
I was in Bahamas, so you were in LA, so I was ahead of you, and I was like a little drunk, posted it, laughed, went to sleep, and woke up and was like, oh no, what have I done?
Oh, so you had regret about it? You had regret about the
relationship? Not regret. I just forgot how many people are invested in in the point of me dating or being in a relationship, which is why I won't confirm or deny whether or not we're actually in a relationship.
No, and that's not going to happen. By the end of this pod, people will not know, and maybe, and we might not even know. You know, who knows what kind of journey we're in for here? We might find romance through this episode. Who knows? You know, I mean,
we might find romance.
It is nice how much, you know, that is one thing I will say, Nicole. It is, you know, from my perspective of this situation of, you know, becoming in a relationship with someone who decided that they're my girlfriend. The amount of messages that I got of people being like, oh, wow, I'm so glad for Nicole. Like, you seem perfect for her. And then some really weird ones. Some people just saying that I was giving them queer vibes and stuff. And I was getting all kinds of mixed messages. But at the end of the day, the one thing that was unifying between all these messages was that everyone really is invested in your happiness. And that's, like, that's awesome. No?
No, it's really nice. I do want to read some of the messages because they were so kind. Also, my favorite post I did about us was just a casual sitting session with my man. For whatever reason, that made me laugh so hard and nobody else was like, LOL.
No, it's funny because, well, you said we were having a casual sit because we're in the mid improv scene. Now, casual sitting with a boyfriend is not an activity.
But it is an activity. If you've never had a boyfriend before, everything is, magical if you've never been in a relationship. Okay, this person said, if this isn't real, I'm heartbroken and shook. Another person said, hard launch, everyone loves to see. And then a lot of congratulations. It was a little overwhelming.
I got some messages that were pretty intense in the same vein. Like, it was one woman who messaged me and was like, if this is a joke, it's really fucked up and I'm done with both of you. And I was like, you never started with me to be done with me. You're just going to be immediate done. You don't even follow me. I had to accept this request of DM, you know? So, you know, I'm not sure what kind of relationship they think we had, but I appreciate them being done with me because that's something, right?
It is something. Okay, listen, but this Nicole, person said he's what?
No, I just want to say, do you sometimes fantasize about a casual sit with a man? I'm saying you really were like, no, you defended casual sit. I thought, you know, together you and I are improv training. We would go in on the fact that, like, hey, casual sitting, that's not an activity. And you're like, no. To us singles, casual sitting is very much an activity, you know?
I mean, I would love a picture of me and a significant other just, like, having a nice sit.
Any, like, beverages involved or just a sit? Like, just a bench?
I mean, it depends. If we're in a park, maybe we have a bottle of water with two straws. Or maybe if we're, like, sitting outside a bar, we have our drinks from the bar. And we're just sitting, and it's casual, and it's cute, and it's nice. And someone was like, oh, my God, I got to capture that.
Well, not to get into semantics, but I think if you're at a bar having a drink, that negates a casual sit. That's going out to a bar for a drink. Oh, that's getting a drink. A casual sit to me is like what you said, park bench, like just using a park bench.
Or like the side of a beach.
Yes. Yes. Something like that.
I like that.
Do you ever just enjoy a park bench?
Sometimes.
I can't do that. I don't have that in me. Just like I'm going
to. I haven't been to a park in a long, long time. But when I lived in New York and I had tons of time, like in between things, and I was like, I don't want to spend the $250 to go home and then the $250 to come back, I would sit in the park or I'd sit in Barnes & Noble and read.
Yeah. Wow. Sit in Barnes & Noble and read. You're that cheap? You can't take the book to go? What are you?
Can I tell you? I got a new computer from Mac. Everyone judged me because I was trying to get the 16-inch MacBook Pro, and they were like, what are you doing on it? I was like, surfing the web, bipping and bopping. And they're like, get the Air Mac? I don't know. Anyway, I couldn't pick it up then. They said I had to come back 2 hours later. So I went to Barnes & Noble. This was this year, and I sat and I read for a very long time.
Wow.
Does that mean I'm cheap?
Did you buy a book?
I ended up buying a book, but the book I read most of I didn't buy.
But maybe you didn't like that one. I mean,
no, I liked it. I think I just got all the stories I wanted out of it.
If you preview it depends if it's a paperback or a hardcover. If you preview a paperback, right, you're ruining the whole scene. You know what I mean?
It was a hardcover. I would never do that to a paperback. I would buy a paperback.
Right. You can't be bending a paperback and then putting it back on the shelf.
No, that's terrible.
No, that would be terrible. If it's a hardcover, then I give you a pass. But yeah, no.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No, but also, here's what I'd say. Get that fucking 16-inch MacBook Pro.
Well, I ended up getting a 24-inch fucking desktop. That's what I'm on right now. See, it's Nicole, like I get to be like far away or whatever.
This is beautiful. You're a wealthy woman. Treat yourself. You know what I mean? Do it. Do it up. I know where you came from.
You do. A basement. Yeah. Were we on our first Herald team together?
I don't know if it's our first. It wasn't my first one, but we were on a team called Dance Break.
No, it was my second. I was on Standard Oil first, and then I moved to Dance Break. Wow. This is information that like eight people are like, wow. So, okay, jigs up. I did meet Dan in 2022. I met Dan in 2008, 2010.
Yeah, like 2009 or something.
Ooh, a long fucking time ago. I've known you fucking forever. It's wild.
I know.
I just want to read this other comment.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, someone said, he's married, y'all, and not to Nicole. What a cruel joke. Okay, I'll defend myself for a second. I really didn't. Okay, one, I don't know if it's a joke or not. We haven't decided. Two, I didn't realize how invested people were.
Yeah.
I really didn't. I know I've done this podcast for a very long time, and I knew people would be like, oh, yay. But I had no idea that like there would be like an outpouring and then constant questions as to like, is it true? It confirm or deny? But like, I can't confirm and I can't deny. I don't know.
Well, I can't confirm or deny also because this whole thing started on you, so it's on you. I think you need to tell me. If we're in a relationship, you need to tell me.
Oh, my God.
But
oh my
I do
God.
Think it is – I do think that your the level of – I guess let's call it fame, even though that seems kind of like, you know, you're famous, whatever. But
I'm
like,
mildly successful. I can still go grocery shopping.
I mean, I don't know, you know.
Julia Roberts can't go grocery shopping. Taraji P. Henson I don't think can go grocery shopping.
Is that how you gauge it? If you can go grocery shopping? Now, when you go grocery shopping, do you get stopped when you're shopping?
No, that's what I mean. Like, I can go grocery shopping and I'm fine. I can walk into the mall and be fine. I can. I've been to the Americana several times this year. I went and saw Megan at the Americana. Nobody stopped me. Nary a time.
Wow.
So that's truly how
but
I gauge
LA.
It.
That's L.A. Like, you're within in L.A. Because I see celebrities all the time and I don't stop them. The other day, I was in back of the line, and I was in back of line, and then the guy in front of me was Kevin Bacon.
You were in back of line?
I was in back of line. I was in back of line.
You were in back of line?
I was in back of line. I was in back of line.
Where were you?
At all time.
Dan, where were you back of line?
Back of line at all time.
Okay. I love all time.
All time's very good.
They have a good parfait.
Parfait's very good. A little expensive for my taste.
Oh, come on. The food is delicious.
Okay, whatever. I got no problem.
So you're in back of line at all time.
Guy in front of me is Kevin Bacon. Okay? Kevin Bacon about to purchase bacon, possibly. and so...
Was Kira Sedgwick with him?
No, but I think he was with his daughter, who's like, you know, she was great in the movie Smile. I believe her name is Saucy
Lil
Bacon.
Bacon?
Her name's Lil Bacon.
Saucy Bacon?
Saucy Bacon.
Her name is Lil Saucy Bacon?
Her name's Lil Saucy Bacon.
That's a great name. I love Lil Saucy Bacon.
She's a beautiful Kira's Nepo
funny,
baby.
And so is Kevin.
She's Lil Saucy Bacon. But yeah, so, but like, I wouldn't say anything to him. No one was saying anything to him. Hey, Nicole, side note, I was on an airplane last year with a Backstreet Boy and no one cared. Like, no one cared.
Well, was he in first class or was he in coach?
He was in first class, but he was, you know, wearing a hat, like a big brimmed hat. You know what I mean? Like, he wanted everyone to know.
Which one?
Kevin.
Okay.
Would you say anything to a Backstreet Boy, or you let him go?
I bet you $100 people said something to this Backstreet Boy, and I bet you $100 at least three people said something to Kevin Bacon, a little Saucy Bacon.
All right, fine. All right, so you're not famous. Fine.
I'm mildly successful, but by no means am I famous. I mean, take me to fucking Discovery Zone. Do those still exist?
Oh man, if they do, we have to go right now, but I don't think so. I think
I would love to go to a Discovery Zone, but take me there. Everyone there would know who I am. The children know.
That's true.
The literal children know who I am.
Because my nephew cannot believe that I know you.
Did you tell him we're dating?
I sent him the picture of us kissing after it was taken. And I think he like short circuited. I got
how old is he?
He's six.
You send a picture of us kissing to a 6 year old.
It's not porn. It's just a nice kiss.
It's not porn.
It's two consenting adults. See it.
I guess they see it in movies and shit and TV shows. It's so funny.
I guess I never thought about it at that point. I never even processed that.
Dan, if we have kids, you can't do that. You can't show that. Well, I guess they'll see us kissing.
I'm going to send pictures. I'm going to write on the operating table. I'll send a picture right to my nephew.
On the operating table?
Is that where kids are born? On the
shit. I don't know.
I think I have a special room.
I think a bed?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're supposed to do it squatting. That's what I heard.
What? Give birth to a child?
Yeah, you're supposed to squat and pop it out like that.
My brother just had a home birth. He just did a home birth.
Ew.
Yeah, what is, I mean,
like, where do you put this, like, the placenta and shit? Do you just like throw it away?
These were my exact questions to them. I was like, that seems like a lot of cleanup, you know? But they had it handled. I don't know.
Do they have a cleaning lady?
They said it went. They must, right? They said it went well. I didn't dig into it too much.
When was this?
In November.
I feel like I should know about this. I should know about what your family's up to.
Yeah, I know. You've met my parents before or no?
Yeah, I met your parents. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Your dad's so fun.
Yeah.
I met them at something. Can we talk about it? It was a big thing where people gathered and watched you do a thing.
Yes, we can talk about it.
Okay. It was a wedding.
It was, yes. You met my parents at my wedding.
At your wedding.
Yes.
To your former wife.
Yes.
But now no more wife.
Yes, I don't have a wife anymore. That also, by the way, you should say to that comment is that I'm no longer married, so.
Yes. And that's what people were really trying to like hone in on. They were like, Dan's married, so he can't be in a relationship. But also, this is 2023. So like, truly, you can get wild with anything. You could have a wife and a girlfriend and a boyfriend and a partner.
Yeah, do whatever you want. I mean, people are out of control right now. So I mean, just do whatever you want. I mean, post-pandemic, I don't know what anybody, everyone's doing whatever they want to do. I mean, have you ever messed around with a married guy who was, is that a secret? Like, have you ever?
It's not a secret. I don't think I've ever messed around with a married guy. Not to my knowledge. And I don't think I would.
Would that bother you? Would that upset you? You'd be kind of like,
well, I guess I would just be like, hey, is your wife or partner okay with this? Are you guys open? And if he was like, no, we're not open. I'm a cheater and I love it. I'd be like, oh, I can't be a part of that.
Right.
I can't break up a marriage.
Yeah, no. I mean, because I had a friend who was telling me recently, they're like, yeah, I was with this woman and they have an open thing. So I hang out with the wife sometimes, you know? And I'm like, I think even that, I think I would feel some guilt. Like there was, you know, there's like kids involved, you know what I mean? You're like, I don't want to be involved in all that.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel guilt, but I would need some sort of confirmation that they are actually open and it's not a lie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so easy for like some person to be like, oh yeah, we're open. And then their partner finds out later that's like, we weren't fucking open. You were cheating on me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
I had, well, first off, that's a great idea. There should be some sort of document that you walk around with, right? It has to be notarized. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, notarized. The two witnesses, they watched you sign it. Wait, can I ask a question? After your conscious uncoupling, did you get on apps?
Well, that's you know what's funny? I knew you were going to ask that. That was like the one thing in my brain. I was like, Nicole's going to ask me. I've actually never been on. I've never been on any apps. I did before my marriage. I was on JDate for a very short amount of time.
That's kind of an app, right?
But it was back when there was a website, and I went on I think one date, you know. But I've never joined the apps. But I'm not interested in the apps for some reason. Like I think you think I might be, but I'm really kind of like this seems so unfun to me, you know.
Okay, they're not fun. They're terrible. Obviously, you met me in person last year.
Yes,
in an
2022.
Improv show. We fell in love.
Yeah.
2022. But how did you meet other people you've dated?
Well,
since your conscious uncoupling.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, the girl that I know, this girl that I know, who I had a thing with before us, obviously. Uh-huh. I was someone I had known before, you know? So kind of just like more of like a DM thing, you know what I mean? Like more like that.
A DM thing?
Yeah, more of just like send someone a message or whatever, you know, like someone you're...
You sent her a message and she was like, yum, 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 get up in my guts.
Exactly. That was word for word how that went down. Yum, 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 get up in my guts. Now, at first, I was like, you might be, I don't know, Grover or the Cookie Monster, but I thought that was
odd. You gotta take that chance. You gotta take, who knows? You might fall in love with Cookie Monster. You know, she might gobble your dick the way he gobbles cookies.
Yeah, but first off, I don't want that at all, because first off, he's very messy. He's very mad. You do not want Cookie Monster chomping on your penis.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess he is messy. Okay, Dan, I have a question.
Yeah.
When you were single before you met me and before you met the other person you were dating before you met me,
yeah,
and then after you were consciously uncoupled, which is my favorite phrasing of breaking up,
yeah,
what kind of ladies were you looking for?
I that's a tough thing, because I don't even think I really got there, because it was the pandemic. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I was like in this place of like, oh, my life's so in order that I'm like, now, how do I fill the slot of partner, you know, in my perfectly even existence, you know? So I didn't really think like that. And like, to be honest, I was just kind of like, you know, after my conscious uncoupling, I wasn't really thinking about coupling. You're more just like, what is, you get into like kind of survival mode, you know? But, you know, I think you need, if anything, you're thinking about someone who can accept who you are. I mean, that's just kind of I know that's not like a sexy, fun answer or funny answer, you know? But we do this shit, you know? My life is nuts, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't even know, like, my friends are like, yeah, like, some people are like, you know, you want to date someone who's not in the business, so like blah blah blah, and I'm like, well, how does someone not in this business tolerate this business? Because I can barely tolerate this business. That's what I don't get.
I think it was Steve Carell's wife wrote an acceptance speech for him at like, maybe it was the Emmys, I don't know, but the speech was just like, I love my wife. Also, my life is not important than my wife's. If I say I'm going to be home at a certain time, I should try to be home at that. It was like a lot of like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit that I do to people where when I'm dating them, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm free this night. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot I have two shows that night. Or, oh, I should be wrapped by 8 p.m. And then it's like 11 and they're like, where are you? And it's like,
right.
Sorry, I just, it's that shit that's out of my control.
Yeah.
And then it's like, do I lie? Do I just go, I don't know, I might be home anywhere from 8 to midnight.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I this it's crazy. You need someone who can really be pretty understanding with it. And I don't think anybody really is. Sounds like even Stephen Carell's wife, who's in the business too, with him, she don't even get it. You know what I'm saying? But here, but the other point of this thing, Nicole, is what I want to hit on when you ask me a question like that. I don't know what the fuck I want, what the fuck I need. Everybody seems to be so in touch with themselves about like who they are, what they need. These are my boundaries. Here's how I identify. Here's this, like, here's my kink. Here's my this. And I'm like, I don't know shit about myself. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, wow.
You're not responding. You're responding to that in the opposite way, where I'm like,
wait, Dan, you know who you are. Come on. What's a kink? Real quick, we gotta take a break. See Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta Poppy, I think I said I love you, Daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. Oh, we're back. Dan, what's your kink?
Well, I'm saying
come
you.
Come on.
I'll say, you know, when you're going into something that you're saying on stage, I like to say, like, this is part of my stand-up, you know?
Uh-huh.
But what's my kink? Is my kink is consent. Like, I think, like, uh-huh. I love women. And I think it's great when a woman wants to be with me. I'm like, this is fucking unbelievable. I can't believe this. This is so great.
So your kink,
you know, I mean?
Is just someone yeah. wanting to be with you.
Yeah. I love, you know, when a woman's like, hey, I want to have sex with you.
It fucking gets me hard when a woman wants to be with me.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Mean, that's very sweet.
Well, I say is like, and that sounds like I'm like lying or something, but what I'm saying is that even if I had some kind of kink, I wouldn't even explore it. No one, you know, I'm not like in my mindset, like, I want to try this. I want to try that. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck? I don't know. I don't even think like that, you know?
You've never been having sex and been like, let me stick a finger in the booty hole.
No, because I still love the vagina has a lot to offer me still. You know what I mean? I haven't needed to go to deep space. You know what I mean? Like, I still am like, you know what I mean? Like, people are going to Mars. You know, Elon Musk is on Mars. And I'm like, yo, we still got dope waterfalls here. You know what I mean? I'm like,
you've never fucked someone and been like, I want to stick it in their armpit.
No, in their armpit? No, I've never had that. If someone was like, I want you to I have this thing where like, I really want your dick in my armpit. I'm like, all right, well, open the fucking arm up. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean? But like, I'm never like, yeah, the armpit. Like someone who's in defeat, that person mm-hmm. and I, we could not relate less. You know what I mean?
Like, I agree. I'm not into feet. Feet are weird and gross and they're dirty.
That's just some kind of brain, like, I don't know. I don't want to say miswiring because that's like shaming someone.
Don't kink shame, Dan.
Oh my God.
A lot of people like feet. I'm on Wiki Feet and I had bad feet until I mentioned it a couple years ago on this podcast and I got upvoted to okay feet.
Really? On Wiki Feet?
Mm-hmm.
I know I was at a comedy club and there was another comic and they started talking about feet. And so the comic was like, oh yeah, like my feet, like I don't really have great feet, blah blah blah. She was like, I'm wearing open toed sandals. So then I just like looked under the table, like at her feet, you know? And mm-hmm. she was like, whoa. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I don't even like feet are just feet to me. Like that was not a weird thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like there are feet creeps out there ruining
feet creeps. That is funny that you looked under the table to be like, oh, what kind of sandals are these?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Mars is, she's coming in hot with some facts. My Wiki Feet is now a 4 out of 5, which is nice feet.
That's pretty
That's
good.
Nice. Thank you, Mars, for looking that up.
That's a B. You got a nice 80% feet.
Hell yeah. That makes me happy.
Yeah, I love that for
it
you.
It makes me really excited because I don't really think I have nice feet, but also I'm like, I don't give a shit if I have nice feet, but like apparently people do care.
I couldn't care. My feet could be, if I had a zero on Wiki Feet, I would sleep the same at night. You could all hate my feet. It's fine. As long as they used, they work with the pedals of my car and they help me fucking squat in the gym. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I care
How
about.
How much do you squat?
I mean, I don't know. You talking about PRs? Are we talking about?
Every day. What do you squat every day?
Well, not every day. I don't squat every day. But yesterday I squat 315. You know. But that's not my. That's not daddy. My. I could probably do up to 400 for one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
something like that
for one.
Yeah. Wait. What's your kink, Nicole? Well, you asked me my kink, and I didn't. I guess I didn't answer, so you're not allowed. But do you have any open kinks here?
What? What kind of kinks do I have? I like being tossed around, like truly, like throw me around, because I'm not like a dainty small person. So right. Like if you can throw me around, I'm like, ah!
You know, oh my God, Nicole, you have to write a scene in a movie of you like being like, toss me, you know, when you get your train wreck, which by the way, it's fucking overdue, Hollywood, because Nicole, you're one of the funniest, like, but.
Oh, Dan, thank you.
Next to me, but so. Like, you got, but so, like, there's got to be a scene where you're, like, tell a guy to, like, throw you around, and he, like, is throwing you around, and you're just rolling around. That'd be so fucking funny.
It's my favorite fucking thing, and it's only really happened a couple times. I hooked up with this one guy.
Yeah.
I think I talked about him on the podcast, but he was a black guy, and the reason why I'm saying his race is because he said to me, all black people are aliens. And I was like, well, I can't argue. He's black. It seems like two negatives canceling each other out. I don't know. And he was really hot. And I was like, I guess I'll just let you keep talking. He was like, Nefertiti. And I was like, yeah. He said that Nefertiti wore a big hat because she was covering her alien skull.
And
then
Lord.
He said something else that
black?
Was... He was a black man, like definitely black,
wow.
Huge, huge black guy. He was like 6'4", and beautiful. And he threw me around in a way that like, I truly like, if someone was listening, they were like, this woman is on a ride at an amusement park. Was like,
oh my God, they go like, wee! Oh my God, I'm being thrown around.
Yeah. And then choke me really hard. You know, that's
like,
what I like.
Oh, yeah. You like being choked really hard or just choked?
Hard enough that like that I almost pass out.
Really? Good for you. Uh-huh. I mean, I guess good for you. Yeah. Just be careful with that. You know
good
what I mean?
For you. Until tomorrow where it's like Nicole Byer murdered by a random man.
You said she was an alien, so it's not murder.
And then you would have to avenge my death because you're my boyfriend, or maybe not.
Well, I would be upset because you were cheating on me and we didn't have the document. We needed the notarized document so that we were open. And if we didn't have that, you know.
Then I'm walking around without my documents, which is... oddly specific to something else. Anyway, who's the monologist on last improv show on the 13th?
213th monologist is Kumail Nanjiani.
Ooh, fun, fun, fun.
Yeah. Which is not announced yet. That'll be, I guess it's announced here first.
Well, when are you going to announce it?
Well, I'm announcing it here.
Okay. My boyfriend coming in hot with an exclusive. Okay, I guess I should just say that we're not actually dating, but then also we are maybe dating. I don't know how.
We'll see how they're going to react.
Okay,
to this, but
here's the thing. When I posted it, Marcy Jaro, dear friend of mine, was like, we have another podcast, 90 Day Bay. It's on Patreon. But she was like, what's the joke? And I was like, what do you mean? It's just like, it's funny. Me and Dan Black are dating. She's like, is the joke that someone would actually date you and then like publicly acknowledge it? And I was like, oh, no, I got to go back to therapy.
Because, Nicole, that's actually what my thought was, because I was like, I don't want anyone to think that I think it's so funny that I would date you. I mean, you're a very dateable woman. You know, you're... So I had to be clear here that you started that, okay? And then you told me, I think this is funny, which I have documented here before it goes, Dan Black thinks it's funny that Nicole could have a boyfriend, okay?
I guess I just...
You don't think you're dateable. You don't think that you're dateable is what it is. You don't think you're worthy of love. Is that what that is?
Maybe I don't think I'm worthy of love. And maybe I don't think I'm worthy of like someone actually committing to me and like wanting a life with me. But it's like, I don't think I'm not worthy. I guess I'm just like, because I like me. I've said this so many times on this fucking podcast. I love me. I think I'm really fun. I think I'm like a catch. I think I'm nice to be around. But it's like, it's been so long and it just hasn't happened that I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it is me.
Well,
Dan, maybe it is me.
Two things. First thing is, I think you think it's more funny to say that I'm your boyfriend because of our relationship. I think. So that's less. Oh, maybe. No, not that. I was defending you knocking yourself. You know what I mean? But fine. You don't want that? Then don't take it. All right. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I was like, because I've just known you for so long. And I feel like there's like pictures of us and stuff. I guess not a ton, but I don't know. Like, you've been on the podcast. I've just known you for so, like, even people we know were like, oh my God. And I was like, wait, what?
I mean, I still get messages now being like, wow, I think it's such a great match. And it's like, people are mutual friends, people we see, you know?
Which is so wild to me.
Yeah. But
I guess, I guess the joke to me was that someone would publicly date me and be like proud to show it off. That's dark.
Yeah. Well, I think you, first off, I mean, is that dark? I mean, you're a comedian, you know? I mean, you're exploring your truth here. I think that you can find love. You will find love. I think you're worthy of love. I think you're loving. And I think that you love yourself. If anyone is threatened by that, then fuck that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But I guess you have to ask yourself, because, I mean, we all, something I'm dealing with, right, is like, I look at, like, you know, other people in my lives, and they have relationships and kids and successful marriages and blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, well, what do we want? What do you actually want? And can you have it all? You know, because you have so much more than so many other people, you know? I don't mean that. I just mean, like, you have so much going for you, you know, in terms of, so, you know, I don't know. I don't know exactly where I'm going, but I'm saying, I like that you like yourself and stuff. It doesn't seem to destroy you that you don't have that, like, person. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't destroy me because, I don't know, then I would just be, like, this sad person all the time. And I don't have time for it. But, like, sometimes I get real down where I'm like, boy, oh, boy. Like, anytime I go to, like, a thing where it's, like, there's three couples and me, or there's like a bunch of couples and then like the couple single people. And it's like, oh boy, look at us. Yeah. I always feel like, I feel like all of my friends are in relationships. Like, truly, I don't think I have a single friend anywhere. Oh my God. Wait, no, I do. I have like one close single friend and that's two. I'm like, wait, no, three. No, wait, I have 100. No, I think I have like no more than 5 close friends who are single.
Okay. Well, yeah, then that's just going to be a general age thing. Because if you think of it in terms of that, what percentage of those people, those relationships are happy, great functioning relationships, would you say? If you had to guess.
See? I don't know.
Yeah, I would
say
half.
You only show me what you want to show me. And like, I had one friend who I didn't realize she was having such horrible problems in her relationship until it was like almost done. And I was like, oh my God.
Right.
Why wouldn't you tell me that all this shit is going on? But I guess that's the flip side of it, where it's like, I want one, but like, not all of them are good.
Well, grass is greener. That's all I'm saying. And then my question to you is, how much effort do you put into actually dating? Like, how much time and effort do you have to do that?
I mean, I try when I do date somebody and I feel like it might turn into something, a lot of time. I will, like, after a show hang out, or in between shows hang out, or like not do a show to hang out with them, or even though I'm tired, go out, it's a lot of like me just being like, I'm exhausted, but I'm making the time for you. And I feel like to the people I've dated, because I haven't really dated anybody like in the industry, they're all like, you know, bartenders or realtors. I don't know. What jobs do people bellhops. Fucking have? I don't know.
All the bee jobs.
Barracuda farmers.
That's an untapped market too.
A beach scooper. I don't know.
You guys use your imagination about what a beach scooper is. I know what I think it is.
Yeah, I dated beach scoopers.
Beach scoopers.
They don't seem to understand that it's not a sacrifice, but I'm overextending myself for my career and for them. And I'm just tired. And sometimes I get a little cranky. And then scheduling is wonky. And for the longest time, I didn't have an assistant. So I think people just get like fucking mad at me. And then I'd be like, I don't know what to tell you. This is all hard. I'm juggling. Because like I was touring. I was doing a lot of shit.
Yeah. Well, so my question to you is that did you feel like that it's possible that maybe we did a British scene recently together, but anyway,
we did, and it was very fun. We made Gabrus do it too. We were like, you live near us, you've got to sound like us.
Gabrus was like, he was trying to pull the thing like, oh no, I just moved from America and I'm your next door neighbor. And we're like, but we've had you use your British accent.
We know you could talk like this.
But my question is, the times that you've thought in that your relationship was going to get more than just dating, is there a consistent complaint from these men or women about your behavior?
Yeah, that I have walls up, I don't let people in, and then the whole scheduling thing. Like, people have a real issue with my schedule.
Right. See, so it's going to be tricky for you to find someone who can accept the fact that you are a mover and a shaker, baby.
Yes. Okay, you want to know who I want?
Yeah.
His name is, I can't even
Johnny
say his
Depp.
Name. Yeah, let me fucking get on board with Johnny Depp. Okay, his name is, I think, hold on, Domhnall Gleeson?
Yeah, of course, from the Patient?
Yeah, but I don't know how to say his name.
The like skinny redhead guy? Or his dad, his Brendan Gleeson?
No, I don't want his dad. His dad's old. I want him. Okay, listen, I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce his name, because I always...
Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall
Gleeson.
Can you hear that?
I don't think it's right. It's Dom Hall.
No.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall Gleeson. Can you hear my computer?
Yeah, I love it. Wow, that sounds like an expensive machine. Thank God you splurged for the speakers.
I got it from Apple.
You're sponsored by Apple?
Yeah. Get your products at Apple. Phones and other stuff. Apple.
Yeah, it's Domhnall Gleeson. Have you had any... Is he married? What's his deal?
I don't know. I can't really find out anything. I think he's got a girlfriend. But there's no real footage of them together. So if anybody knows him, tell them I recently got out of a relationship with Dan Black and I'm no longer Nicole Black Byer. Tell him that I'm looking.
Guys are not going to like when you take their middle name and make it their last name and make it your middle name.
But isn't that when you hyphenate a name?
Oh, yeah. I'm such a dumbass.
Hyphenate
I assume
the name.
Your middle name. Yeah, I guess you do that. But then wait, when you hyphen a name, does it matter who go last?
Oh.
Who go, wow.
Back of line, who go last?
Back of line. Getting bacon with a saucy little bacon.
I don't know if it matter who go last. Nicole Byer Black? That's funny, too.
Yeah. Nicole Black Byer.
I like Nicole Black Byer, but Nicole Byer Black? That's funny, too.
Byer Black flows nicely. Byer Black.
Nicole Byer Black. Byer Black.
Wow.
By her black.
any sparks flying at the Critics' Choice Awards? I mean, did you bump into this? Domhnall Gleeson was probably there, no?
I didn't go to the Critics' Choice Awards. I was at the TCAs, Television Critics Association thing.
What was the one that you...
I was at the Golden Globes.
Oh, Golden... Weren't you just on stage with Jennifer Coolidge?
Yes, at the Golden Globes.
Oh, that was the Golden Globes. I'm sorry. The Hollywood Foreign Press.
Yes, I got to wear a beautiful... beautiful Siriano dress. He's so nice and keeps making me really pretty dresses. I wish other designers...
The black dress? You looked fucking great.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was
sometimes
good.
Sometimes I'm like, I wish other designers would get on board, but I don't need them. Siriano has it. He really makes me look beautiful and it's lovely. And everything he makes is like slightly too big. So you take it in and it's like perfect and it's wonderful and I love it.
Yeah, it looked great.
I wore gloves.
The gloves were great. My favorite part when you were on stage just like yesing the camera. That was truly one of my favorite things I'd ever seen. I love. So wait, what's the thought process when you were doing that? For the people who don't know what you were kind of just yesing the copy to death.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You just presenting it at like award shows are weird because you can have all the writers you want, but ultimately, the people who run the show are the ones who have the final say on the copy. So you kind of like bend to them. And I'm easy breezy. I'll read whatever you want to throw in the prompter. So I hosted the Gavians, which is the Gay Porn Awards. They didn't really ask for a copy. They kept asking for it. And I was like, I'm not giving it to you because I don't want notes on this.
Yeah.
And then I fucking crushed. And then the guy running it was like, wow, you're funny. And I was like, yes, this is why you hired me. The reason why I didn't give you shit is because I didn't want to get noted to death. I think I've said it on this podcast before, but it took place on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday 4 years ago at this point. It was before the pandemic. And I opened with, you know, it's really wonderful to have this on MLK Jr.'s birthday because he had a dream that men of all walks of life would come together. And let me tell you, it was a slow burn. They were like, wait, come together? And I was like, come.
You had to spell it out for them?
Yes. And I just like let it sit. And then slowly they got it. Whispers were happening to be like, come, like what we do.
You gotta let the cum sit.
Gotta let that cum sit. Gotta let that cum sit.
I love that.
Listen, Dan Black, let that cum sit. Real quick, we gotta take a break.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so your social battery right now, is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Like, what's going on? And like, why is it at these levels? Maybe it's not enough boundaries. Maybe you're less social, at this time of the year. And it's easy to ignore these things and spreading ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings and stuff. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's important because finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. You're not going to click with everybody. So if you don't think they're for you, don't give up. Just try again. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. Dan, we're back.
So you were yesing that copy to death. Am I supposed to drive this, by the way? I'm sorry. When we're back from break, am I allowed to just kick off the post-break talk? I'm sorry. I
know. Yeah, sure,
you're the host
whatever.
Of the show. But what I was saying is that I loved when you were yesing the copy because it's like that's one of my favorite things is like when I see people that I know, like my comedic friends, who are doing like classic Hollywood things, but are acknowledging it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Where it's like like it's the equivalent of like when I said to you, you were like, hey, can you email that to my assistant? And then you're like, I know, it's ridiculous. I have an assistant, you know, because you're like,
because it's wild that I make money telling dick jokes. Like I get on a stage and I'm like, gobble, gobble, gobble. And it's like, I have an assistant. That's crazy.
I know. But that's good. That keeps you grounded. I love that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the world will keep me grounded. Fucking at the Golden Globes, I had to follow Claire Danes on the carpet. And if you've never seen a red carpet, it's like 100 photographers. They're all taking, and you step, pose. It's called step and repeat. And they scream at you. They're like, over here, to the front, show us the back of the dress, show us your gloves. No one screamed at me. They were all like, Claire, Claire. I was like, oh my God, I'm a person too. Don't you want my picture? And the man at the end of the line, he went, okay, and took one picture and then put his camera down. And I was like, You didn't have to let me know that you took one picture. So truly, I'm humbled at every corner, and it's fabulous.
Wait, no, they don't want pictures of you. I don't even believe that.
A lot did end up online or whatever, but like the fervor was for Claire Danes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I get. Have you seen Fleischman's in Trouble?
I heard it's fantastic.
Okay. Watch it or just watch the Pendulum episode. Mm-hmm. Which is the second to last episode. It honestly, you don't have to watch any other ones. I mean, if you want the whole story leading up to it, you can. But like Claire Danes is so fucking good in that episode. I was like, now I understand why they were screaming for her. She was so good.
Claire Danes is amazing. I watched Homeland all the way through. Actually, during the pandemic, I found out, I was like, where am I on Homeland? I probably stopped at like season 3, and it was like the first thing I was like, I'm going to finish Homeland, and then surely this pandemic will be over. And then it went on for 2 more years.
I rewatched a season of Drag Race, and I was like, surely when I finish season 7, which is the best season, nobody agrees with me, this pandemic will be done. And she said, not finished, not even close. When's the last time you had COVID?
Me? I've had COVID thrice. I get it a year. It's now becoming a tradition. And I got it, last time I had it was September, which was around when you had it, right?
I think I had it the end of 2019, and then March 2022, and then December 2022.
Yeah.
I was like minding my own business when I got it the first or second time, don't really know, in March. I went to Upfronts, and I was just like in a room with a bunch of people that hadn't been tested or whatever.
Yeah.
And then in December, I was just minding my own fucking business. And then I was like, sniffle, sniffle, cough, cough. And I took a test, it was negative, went to work. And I was like, hey guys, I would just like wear a mask around me. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, oh, you got a little tickle? And I was like, just a little. And then I went home and tested, and I was like, nah, bitch, you got it.
So you're saying this is interesting. You tell people to wear a mask around you. You don't just mask up. That's the most arrogant shit I've ever heard in my life. Because I was about to bring up the point, which is that like I one time was feeling a little sick, but I was testing negative for COVID, or maybe I wasn't. I don't fucking care. But I was like, I'll wear a mask so people know. Oh, it was when I was about to do Corden. That's what happened. When I was going to do Corden, I was like, all right, I'll wear a mask so I don't get like sick or whatever. You know what I mean? But everyone just assumes you're sick, you know? But it's kind of one of those like no good deed goes unpunished thing, because if you were like tell people, hey, I'm wearing the mask because I'm sick, they're all like, you got COVID, you fucker. Why are you leaving the house?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, so this is when I was getting my makeup done.
Mask up,
my
everybody.
Makeup artist. I was like, I would wear one because she was in my face. And then on set, I wore one because I was like, I don't know what's going on. And then for scenes, I had to take it off. But I didn't give it to anybody.
You're like, everybody mask up around me. I'm sick as fuck.
I'm ill.
Hollywood Nicole Byer. I'm showing off to work because I might not work again. So put those fucking masks on, you creeps.
Mask up. I need this job. I need this opportunity.
And I know you all live with your old decrepit nanas, and I don't care. I want her dead.
I don't give a shit about Granny. No, I love grannies. Grannies are great.
I need to criticize poorly made cakes.
I do. It's, you know, it's a fun job. Dan, let me ask you a question.
Oh, my God.
What should I do? Okay, so it's not official whether we're dating or not dating, but like, say I do want to step out on this relationship.
Yeah.
Why are you drinking water out of a protein shaker?
Because I'm such a fucking meathead, but really just a small Jewish man who wishes he was bigger. So I got to drink it out of the. I got to drink it out of this. I don't know.
Actually,
to be honest, my buddy Jimmy was drinking water out of these one time, and what I liked about it. So I've had all the fucking water bottles. If we're going into water bottles, I've had like a Swell, you know. But I feel like Swells get kind of gross, like with the twisty top, and then you lose the cap. The cap's not connected, you know? So this thing, I do it because the cap stays on and it locks. And because I'm very clumsy. Like I pour, I spill shit and that's it. So that's it. And this fits in my cup holder in the car.
But why don't you like have protein? Like if you want to get bigger.
I just had protein right before we started. I'm drinking IsoPure protein shake right after
creatine?
This.
Creatine?
I used to do creatine, but it makes me hold too much water weight. You should know this. I've talked about this.
What about human growth hormone?
I haven't fucked with that yet, but you know, the second Marvel gives me a part, I'll be huge. Everyone should understand. Okay.
What about steroids?
I never mess with steroids. I've never, but human growth hormone's pretty close. But yeah, no, I haven't fucked with steroids either. But I'm not above it.
I had a friend who did steroids.
Who?
And I was like, I'm not telling you, not on the podcast, but I was like, oh my God, are you like, is that okay? Like, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, I'm only going to do it for a certain amount of time to like gain muscle mass. And then I'm going to, and then you like cut or something and then you go off of it.
You do
and then
cycles.
He's like retained his muscles and he looks great.
You do cycles. A lot of dudes do steroids. I'm just a little like scared of it. I'm like the guy who's like, I'm going to take steroids and then drop dead, you know, like that's me. So I'm scared of it, but not above it at all. I think it's kind of fun, you know, to see like what your body could do.
Also, it sounds like I'm trying to push steroids on you. I'm not. I was just telling you about a friend's experience. Look at the muscles. You don't even need it.
No, but I would love to. Do you think I should do steroids? Well, Nicole, let me ask you, though, because like I'm not that. It sounds like because this is audio form, we're exaggerating the size. I'm not like a huge guy or anything like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But what do you think? Should you think I should get like jacked to the nines? Like, should I be like popping out of my shirt like a Hemsworth?
I think you should get jacked to the nines, pop out of your shirt. Also, get a head enlargement, make your head really fucking big, make your hands even bigger. Like, just be like a cartoon. Ooh, be like that man who wears a black shirt and jeans, and he's blonde and he's a cartoon.
But Johnny Bravo?
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what I would like to look like.
Yeah, you know, get like Johnny Bravo.
I would love to have the spiky blonde hair. It was tough because like, I was like a, you know, a smaller Jewish kid and like my hair curls, you know. But I remember like back in like late 90s, early aughts, like just spiky hair was so fucking cool. Like the guys with the spiky hair, you know, and I would just die. Thank God for JT. I mean, he came along and made the curls cute, you know.
Justin Timberlake, if you didn't catch that. JT.
JC Chavez. That guy was making the
is
spiky
that his
hair.
Name?
Isn't he was the other one? The other NSYNCer?
Is that his last name? Chavez?
JC Chavez.
What did I think it was? JC.
Do you want to have your computer say it?
Yeah.
Tom Hall Gleason. JC Chavez.
Okay, JC.
I might be off
Chavez.
On this. Now I brought up NSYNC. I brought up Backstreet Boys, and then now we went to NSYNC.
JC Chases. JC Chases.
That you are so wrong.
Wait,
JC Chases?
No. Why? I think Google's wrong. JC Chases.
Chases. I nothing could have prepared me for that pronunciation.
Wait,
JC Chases?
How is it spelled?
It's spelled Chasez. Chases. That's how it's spelled. It's literally spelled Chase with a Z. Chases.
I just JC Chavez. All right, whatever. You know what? I want to go ignorant Chases. On this for the rest. if the Apple, big sponsor of the show, says it's Chases. It's
big sponsor. Remember, Apple has phones, computers, bigger phones that they call iPads, watches, and subscriptions.
Yeah, I love that.
They also have an app store brought to you by me and Tim Cook, right? He's the CEO of Apple?
Yeah. Tim Cook, CEO. Not Steve Jobs. He's dead.
Yeah, he's gone. Okay. Listen, give me advice for stepping out on this relationship that we have.
Now, stepping out mean seeing other men? Do you mean by that? Yeah. Or stepping out like leaving me? Are you telling me how do I leave? Yeah.
I'm not going to leave you, Dan.
Yeah, no.
But you did take out of your profile that you're my boyfriend. So I was like, what an ultimate betrayal. One. Two. We don't see each other enough. Three. You refuse to have sex with me. Four. You only kiss me on stage. Five. You don't tell me what's going on in your family.
Okay. So many. I have so many
Six,
responses.
I think you're seeing somebody else.
First off, I have the document coming to notarize. But what I'll say is this. Is first off, you said that I refuse to have sex with you. You've never asked me to have sex with you, okay? So that, okay. And secondly, you never asked.
You're right. I have never asked.
You said you refuse, meaning I haven't. Yeah, fine.
You
I haven't.
Refuse.
I haven't notebooked you, but I mean, like, I haven't like just like came to your house and like threw a pebble at your window, like take me now and climb the trellis where Sam, you know, meow, hey Sam, Clarissa explains it all through your window.
What?
It's a 90s reference, but
I don't know that reference. I didn't grow up with cable.
Well, that's a whole other can of worms. But so, yeah, but you're saying stepping out. I mean,
yeah,
let me ask something. Have you had how are you? Do you use Raya?
Raya is useless to me.
Really?
I even paid extra to see who liked me before I liked them. And let me tell you, nobody was liking me.
So no one was liking you on Raya? Now, I mean...
No, I have like 3 matches.
Okay, so Raya, I don't know because I haven't been on these apps, but Raya is like a lot of... That's a lot of like models, right? Like, is it like...
It's a lot of Australian DJs, models, some actors that you know. There was one on there that I was like, wow, you come off bad. This is a bad profile. I'll tell you who it is later.
Oh my God. Is it someone I know or someone who's just famous?
It's just someone who's famous.
Okay, cool.
I don't think you know them.
All right, it's fine. Well, all right, I'll fuck their armpit later. But so I think, and I was talking about this on stage the other night, which is like, I really think meeting people in person is the way to go. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know it's so hard and it requires going out with nights where that are just misses. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very tough with especially in our community, like the pandemic, you know, and our community kind of is like so scattered now, you know,
mm-hmm.
But I think it would help to have nights where you're like, I'm just going to go to the bar with a couple friends, you know, and see what happens.
Oh my God.
Like just have it. I mean, just try it. I'll go with you too. You know, I'll go with you there and I'll let them know that we have an open thing.
What if you scare off men because they're like, oh, it's Dan Black. He's definitely dating her.
Oh, I mean, that could. Well, then listen, first off, then you're acknowledging that you're meeting someone who knows you. So that opens up another question, which is that do you want someone who is a fan or just familiar? Does that affect it? Or would you like someone who's like, nah, I don't have Netflix. I'm a farmer.
You know, I would love a farmer. I dabbled in farming during the pandemic, but I have since let my farm pass. But it did rain a bunch, so some of my plants did come back. And I was like, y'all, why would you come back to life? I'm not going to foster or care for you. Seems like a mistake that y'all made. But I would date a farmer. I don't really have a preference. I just want someone who like loves all of me. You know that song? 'Cause all of you loves all of me. And
is that John Legend or is that Nicole Byer? I mean, you nailed it. Oh my God.
Anywho, Dan, we've come to the end.
Wow.
I ask all of my guests this. But you're already dating me, so
yes.
I know you would date me. And I guess I should say to my longtime listeners, I apologize for getting you so excited about something that ultimately was something that I thought was funny. And I didn't realize how invested and nice and caring you guys were about me. And I feel very bad. And please don't be mad at me.
Yeah, don't be mad at Nicole. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you, Nicole. I'm excited to, you know, go out and find men with you. And, you know, maybe we'll get into a fight over you. Do you think it would help if I, as we're at the, on the date, I'm like, yo, what are you hitting on my girl? Like, maybe I do that kind of routine and then I lose the fight.
No, because then they'll be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. No, nobody's going to fight over a woman they just met.
All right.
That would, then I'd be like, you're insane and I can't date you.
Yeah, sometimes I forget that I'm not in the movie Back to the Future. I think like Biff is going to come up, you know, I'm always ready for a Biff encounter and it never happens. Except for that time where Biff showed up to UCB.
He did?
Yeah. The actor who plays Biff, he was there. He came, he watched my one man show. He just like was watching. It was like a small crowd of people watching my one man show. And one of them was Biff.
That's great. I love that so much.
Yeah, it was terrific. It was terrific. Yes. Of course I would date you and I would go out. And I would go out with you and wingman for you and watch you walk out with another man. And, you know, I'm down for it all.
That's sweet.
And thank you to your fans. They're so awesome. Some of them sent me some really nice messages. And you're all wonderful people. And I'm glad that you care about Nicole.
They are so nice. And I feel bad that some people are going to be disappointed. And then also it really makes me think inward to be like, God, I thought it was funny that someone would date me publicly. So... just know Friday at 10 a.m. I'll be talking about this with my therapist, trying to get to the bottom of it. Anywho, Dan, we've come to the end. What do you fucking want to promote?
Last Improv Show. Let's promote that. How about that?
It really is such a fucking fun show. Coming out of COVID or whatever and like getting back into improv, it was like weird because... the theater that we performed at wasn't open and whatever, whatever. But then you created the show and it was just like, you have such good energy. And then everyone who performs on it is like so good. It's really wonderful.
No, I obviously love having you on the show. You're the best. You'll be there this comes out tomorrow. You'll be on the show tomorrow, January 28th. Uh-huh. And then we have the show February 13th, and you can follow us at Last Improv
Who's
Show.
Who's the monologist on the 28th?
28th, we have Ike Barinholtz.
Oh, yeah,
and then the 13th is Kumail Nanjiani.
And it's fun.
But yeah, the show is awesome. It's like all the improvisers that I love performing with, having fun, rocking out, big energy show. It's really fun. I love it. You know,
Dan
it's great.
A tight 45 minutes up top.
I do. I'm getting a lot of shit because I'm doing too long at the top. But is that crowd not hype as fuck when you get out there?
They are. You do hype them up. They're in such good spirits. When Bob Odenkirk came out, he got like a standing ovation. People were so excited. They were just like, it was great. Yeah. Whatever. All right, Dan, yeah, I love you. I can talk to you truly forever.
Also, can I plug another show?
No. You get one plug. Okay. Of course. What do you want?
Okay, fine. I want to plug Comedy Pole Show. We do it at the Virgil, which is really fun. A stand-up show, which I'll get you on sometime, but at Comedy Pole Show. It's the next one is February 11th, which I think some of your audience members would dig it because it's like really acrobatic, awesome pole dancers and then the best comedians doing stand-up at the Virgil. Next one is February 11th, Saturday, February 11th.
Maybe I'll fucking do it. Listen, if I do the show, you can't promote me on it, though, because sometimes I get tired. And lately, I'm like, the way I can self-care is by not doing a show when I'm exhausted.
No, it's tough. If you don't want to be, if you're not working actively on stand-up, it's very tough to like be like, oh, I'm going to switch to stand-up mode, especially when you're that busy. You know what I mean?
No
idea.
But
you will have done a club date, which should be good. Back in the swing.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. This is my first club since 2021. This is my first time doing 5 shows a weekend since 2021. And yeah. The first time I'm doing an hour since 2021, and it feels insane.
You're going to be awesome. Maybe I'll swing by and watch one night. Can I come watch one night?
Yeah, if you come, I'll give you time.
You know, that's not what I was doing. I did not do that. I did not. You guys hear me weaseling my stage time in here? That's how I do it. Oh, watch my Corden set. If go on Late Late Show,
yes,
YouTube.
It's very funny.
Watch my set on the James Corden Show and follow me on Instagram at Dan Black Attack.
Dan Black Attack, my boyfriend. Or not. Listen, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, where I have answered your question, you can like it, rate it, subscribe. If you're mad at me, you can let me know. If you're okay with my joke, you can let me know. If you have any insight as to what's wrong with me, you can let me know at whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you write me a dirty message hitting on me, I will read it. Also, if you want advice, you can ask it. Mars, truly send anything you want. Mars, my producer, goes through it. So no dirty pictures is what I ask. She does not want to see dicks, butts, or titties, or coochies, or I think that's it. Okay. Hi, Nicole. I want to snuggle up and suck on your clit like a thumb until I fall asleep. What about me? Do I get to sleep? Oh, well, bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.